This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, the Pajemski
thing
for me.
Great call.
Here's my frustration with the Pajemski. It's not on Pods. I like Pods the player. He's been miscast as the starter on this team because they don't have other people around him. It's very reminiscent of a Giants lineup for many years that had, I'm going to throw some names, Yastrzemski in the three hole. Mm. Or way back in the day, they had Benji Molina in the three or the four hole. And it's like, I like Benji as a 6-7-8 hitter. Right. I don't like Benji as a 3-4-5 hitter. I'm going way back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, Yaz gets a lot of heat. Yaz is a good ball player. Yaz is a really good ball player. But when Yaz is your 3 or 4 hitter anchoring a lineup day after day after day, he's miscast as that.
And then you see Freddie Freeman or Mookie
exactly.
Betts. You see Shohei.
Exactly. And that's the way I view Pod. I like Pajemski at 22. Look, I hope he can continue to evolve his game and become a better player. And maybe, you know, one day, you know, a couple years from now, he is a legitimate high-end starter as a point guard. And I'm wrong. But I view him as a backup point guard. I don't view him as a starting two guard, which is what he was for big stretches of the last couple of years. I don't view him as a guy who's a 30 to 35 minute a night guy who's going to be the second guy in minutes per game on your team. That's not how I view him.
Here's Steve Kerr after the game, because I think a lot of us were watching it yesterday, and you saw him blowing up at Pods when Pods was caught midair, turns the ball over. It's like he just needed to pull up and shoot there.
And too
and
little, too late.
I know, but I'm just explaining to the audience, we're just revisiting. You know, Steve Kerr's ripping him on the sideline. We all saw it. Like, that was the angriest I've seen him get at a player like on the sideline.
His
young player like
so
that.
Bad yesterday.
It was bad. And Stan Van Gundy was like, he deserves to get ripped right now. Like, that's what you're doing, the young player. He's got to tell him to be more decisive. This is a do or die scenario, and you're getting caught midair. That can't happen. Steve Kerr after the game wanting to Pods to shoot the ball more.
There were times in the series where he was hesitant to shoot. Even tonight, he was 4-for-6. I thought he could have gotten 10 or 11 threes off, and we needed those. And I told him that after the game. I said, when we get back here next year, you are not going to turn down a single shot. And that's part of the playoffs. I lived it as a player. It's a mind game. I call it, you know, something more profane. It's, you know, but the playoffs are they are a mind game. It's really easy to lose your confidence. Teams throw different schemes at you. You have a bad game and everybody's talking about your shooting percentage and you feel like you're on an island. I've been there, and it was great for Brandon to go through that and then finish the series with a great game, because he's got to understand this is what it feels like.
Steve Kerr wanted to shoot even more yesterday as Brandon Pajemski finished the game 11 of 19 overall, 4-6 from beyond
the arc. He loves
28 points.
It's insane. He sees something I just don't see. I hope he's right.
I don't know if
he's put a lot of time he's put a lot of time and he's put a lot of the Warriors' future eggs into the Pajemski basket.
Not just him, though.
He better be right.
The owner, too.
No,
Joe
no
Lacob loves
well,
him.
They better be right.
Yeah.
They no. better be right. Because there's a lot of like, hey, great experience. And I'm like, well, that better pay off.
Let's go to more of the calls here. We got stack phone lines. Callers have been on fire today. The guests are the callers today at 888-957-9570. As they appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop, Joe?
And I think I speak for a lot of Warrior fans. It's like, I'm not trying to hear about the development of pods while we got Steph Curry going with maybe a couple of years left.
No, I feel you.
I'm not here for these experimental runs of whatever the runway is for the remainder of Brandon Pajemski's career. Look, God bless him. He's a Warrior. I root for him. I think he's a useful player. I think he's a good, solid player. He can really help you win. But, like, the development portion and all that stuff, like, that's not why we're here. That's why you benched Kuminga the last couple of years.
Right.
Because we're not here for the develop. That's why Wiseman got sent packing. Right? So, like, what is it, y'all?
KC, San Jose. Good morning, KC. What was your most frustrating aspect of this series loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves?
You know what, guys? Before I get into my most frustrating aspect, I will say this. Personally, if Draymond calls me over to his house right now, I will help him pack up and find a perfect school for his kid at a new place. That's how frustrated I am with Draymond the last 5-10 years. That being said, thing I'm most frustrated with is how casual some of the fan base is. You know why Julius Randle, he's a nice player, but all these years he wasn't this guy. You know why he turned into Karl Malone for these 5 games? And why Draymond couldn't stop him? Because we didn't have Steph. Draymond can be an elite defender still if Steph's gravity is putting pressure on our offensive end, which tires out the Julius Randles of the world. But Julius Randle, if you, Shafsky, I know you watch all the games 2-3 times. You watch him in these 5 games. The dude was not playing defense because he didn't need to. So he could put everything in onto his offense. That's why all the shots were going in. His legs were fresh because there was no pressure on him defensively. That's why even Draymond, yeah, he's not the same defender he was 10 years ago, and I would love to get him out of here, but he couldn't stop him because the guy had fresh legs for 5 games. Watch Julius Randle next series. Let's say it's OKC. He's going to go back to the Julius Randle because he's going to have to play in a pick and roll with SGA and watch what happens to his offense.
KC in San Jose. I will say this about Julius Randle. I know you don't think much of him. He was incredible in the first round, too.
I already apologized to him. I'm
he was incredible. It's okay to tip the hat.
He was a revelation.
He's really good.
He's having us. This is what he's having right now. He's having an Andrew Wiggins-like playoff run that has completely changed my perspective of who he is as a player.
Yes.
And I owed him, and I will give him another apology. He was brilliant. I'll just read you. I wrote
down
his series
stats. The Jamal Murrays of the world as a number two. The Andrew Wiggins was a number two. Like, that's what happens. Players emerge.
His floor game was brilliant. 8-for-27 from the three. 22-of-23 from the free throw line in the series. 25-6-7.5. 25-6-7.5.
Decisive.
And didn't have to play heavy minutes.
No. No, didn't look like, and
he was awesome.
And you just look at the size of a player like Lance. He's actually kind of built like LeBron, just big guy, like 6'8", 6'9".
He's more
chiseled.
Athletic than you think.
He's more athletic than you
and
think.
And the left-handed thing allows him to get his shot off because it's unorthodox.
Exactly. Miles is in Fort Mason, wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Miles, good morning. How are we feeling about yesterday's loss and the Warriors season coming to an end?
Oh, good morning, guys. I think it was frustrating on all levels. Player performance, injuries, coaching, and roster construction. Mm. And, you know, you guys have touched on it all. And look, this is the completion of the third season since we won the title. And more players have left than we have added.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To benefit our team. You know, we've got draft picks here or there, late second round, TJD, Quinton Post. Of course, Jimmy, that's the biggest standout, of course. But, you know, Shasky, to your point of what Steph's thinking, he's a run it back kind of guy. You know, oh, things would have been different if I would have been in there. You could just see him say that and how deflated the team was. And so, okay, if we're going to go down this road of running it back, what is the bigger need on our team? I'd say 95% of people are going to say offense, but I say our defense
Let me stop you. Perimeter defensive stopper who can play in that first lineup is the mandatory addition, as well as a big. I think Draymond has to come off the bench. I think it's two. I think they have two distinct needs, and they're equal. A rim defender, and they need a perimeter defender who can be in the starting lineup at the two-guard spot.
And, you know, it's offense and defense. And, of course, if Steph was in there, you know. And but, Shasky, to your point about development just now, you know, it's not the time for Pajemski's development. But my point going into the playoffs was, you know, almost pencil in Steph and Jimmy for 60 points. Like, what about our other guys? Like, who's going to fill in that 15, 20 points to give us that? And, you know, on pods specifically, I looked back at that 2023 draft as to see, like, oh, we should have drafted this guy. There weren't many gems behind him, you know. So, and he was, you know, 29 points last night, a little too late. But, you know, I think he does pretty well. His confidence got shook, to Kerr's point. I loved his more profane comment. But he is coming along, but to the player performance aspect, to me, the Minnesota series came down to game four. We had it 2-1 at home, risking going down 3-1, and that was a pathetic effort from everyone on the floor. So, you know, players bear responsibility of this as well. I think they run it back again next year, and unfortunately doesn't bring a lot of hope. I hope, to your point, we get some defense in the draft, but you know, it's sobering. We had a great run this last decade, but there's not a lot we can do, and this is kind of reality.
So, look, your point on pods. This is how we have to operate, okay? And this is why I just think he's in a no-win situation. I'm talking about Pajemski. He's in a no-win situation. If Curry is going to be in one of the guard spots, whether you think he's a point or a shooting guard, it doesn't matter. Curry is one of the guard spots. The other guard who starts alongside of him has got to be able to mask the whoever it is as the best perimeter offensive player on the other team. We know it can't be Jimmy, and Jimmy's probably going to play the three, right? Probably. Okay, we know it can't be Jimmy anymore. It just can't, all right? We don't have Wiggins, so it can't be Wiggins, right? That two-guard guy has got to be a defender at an adequate enough level to be able to offset the deficiencies for Steph Curry so that he's not chasing around whoever their best perimeter guy. So let's just hypothetically, you're playing the Lakers. It's Luka Doncic. Well, Curry's not guarding Luka.
No.
You don't want Curry guarding. Your two guard has to. Well, if it's Pajemski, well, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Is Pajemski going to get stronger? Maybe. Is he going to get faster? Probably not.
You're not getting taller.
Not going to get taller. You're not going to become all of a sudden infinitely more athletic. Okay. Now, he's a willing defender, but he's not a great defender. No. All right. And so there's got to be lateral quickness.
I say he's opportunistic at times.
Sure. Watch the games. Rewatch the games. He gets a dribble crossed over, and he's playing behind the offensive player too many times out of that. And so, to me, that two-guard spot, or whatever you want to call it. It could be a point guard who plays defensively, you know, tenacious defense and is longer. It is vital. It's vital for them. And I haven't even gotten to the big who has to play alongside Draymond Green if he's still your starter. But, like, that two-guard spot does them in. So getting back to Pajemski, he is a good pick. He is a good player. But when you're asking him to be the guy at guard alongside Curry, you're going to be at a defensive disadvantage 9 out of 10 nights, no matter who the opponent is.
Well, Jimmy Butler echoed those same sentiments, Joe, after the game, saying it really doesn't matter if Steph was here or not. We can't stop guys on defense.
Exactly.
But I don't think it's ever the offense. I think, tonight they shot 62%. So if we can't stop guys from putting the ball into the basket, it's going to be hard either way. So I'm not going to say that our offense was a problem, guard at three, and make a mess a little bit more.
Exactly. It always comes back to defense. We want to think about the Warriors as this offensive juggernaut and them changing the league and Steph changing the game, all of that. That's all well and dandy. When the Warriors were at their best, they were a two-way team. They did it offensively and they did it defensively. And yeah, Steph was covered up sometimes there, but he wasn't some slouch even when they were winning. But when Brandon Pajemski, the likes of him out there, who is probably at best a backup point guard on most championship type of rosters or playoff rosters, yeah, it's going to get exposed, especially against a long, big, athletic team like the Minnesota Timberwolves. Hell, even against the Houston Rockets, the Rockets, they're just not good offensively. The shooters just aren't there yet. The Amen Thompsons of the world.
Yeah, but who killed us?
Fred VanVleet.
Okay.
A guy who's not big, though. Just rolling up there, chucking up those threes.
And who slowed down Amen Thompson?
Who slowed him down at times? J.K. Are you saying?
No one, really.
Exactly, yeah. Minutes,
for a guy
no
that
one,
doesn't
yeah.
shoot.
Yeah.
So, like, that's going to be their problem no matter what. Like, let's look at what OKC has. They've got two dynamic guards.
Right.
So, I guess where I'm going as Pod, again, I go back to Pods is miscast as a starter alongside Curry. He's in an unfair spot. And I think you got to start there. And what do they end up doing? They end up starting a GP2 every now and then. They start a Moses Moody. They were searching to find that other two-guard spot, and they've failed to find a guy, really, for the last 4 years to replace the Klay Thompson defensive production.
From the 408 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, they won't say anything because, quote, no excuses, end quote, but Jimmy looked hampered. He was not the same this series, something ailing him. Yeah, he has a deep glute contusion. He's talked about it ad nauseum, and he's dealing with the flu. There you go. They have said it, but they're not going to say no excuse. It doesn't really, that's baked into the equation. Everyone's hurt. Anthony Edwards is dealing with an ankle injury. Julius Randle's played all season. Like, everyone's hurt. So, like, I, again, that's fine. Jimmy looks hampered. He just wasn't good enough. Like, shooting the ball defensively, no one was good enough in this series once Stephen Curry went down. And that's why a lot of people are frustrated. We want to hear your number one frustration right now, 888-957-9570. More from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line from the 415. Most disappointing for me is the rotation. No Post or Moody until the fourth quarter last night, and look what happened. They hustled and brought the game to single digits, then cursed them. Yeah, I mean,
by yesterday,
that meant nothing to me when they cut
it. Was over.
I'm going to keep it a buck. Because what happened right after? They pushed it right back to 14. Like, great.
Joe, they didn't have enough shooting. They were in a zone because they can't guard anyone. They have no paint protection. They have no point of attack defense. Like, they weren't good enough.
They weren't good enough.
And look, Steph Curry masked a lot of those deficiencies. And even then, you went to 7 and needed Buddy Hield to be Superman for you to get past the Rockets.
The Rockets, right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.